This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. Like Freedom, that's 855-450-3733, and we've got Skype as well. The Skype username here is lrn.fm. Okay, so let's get back into the conversation we were having, and then we're going to tell you about Blockbuster Video. Apparently is still alive in a few locations.
This is not a rerun,
by the way. It's amazing to me that Blockbuster Video is still alive. So we'll tell you about that coming up
it's
here.
It's not amazing to me. There are people that are just that horrible.
Well, we'll get into that. But first to come back to the conversation we were having in the last segment of the first hour, Melanie, you said that the federal government has ruled that Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin are property.
So, according to the IRS, it's an asset.
Something you can hold, trade, sell. Is that what an asset
that,
is,
you're describing more like a security, which is technically an asset, but okay. Like your house, car, your dishes, things that are you own, the property that isn't currency, basically, because that's what the IRS, the distinction they're going to be worried about.
So, the IRS has made that pretty clear. But also,
well, they haven't made it pretty clear. They've explicitly stated it.
Okay, that to me is pretty clear. But anyway, so the IRS has said that, but I had said that I had heard that FinCEN, the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, also a branch of the federal government, that they had ruled that Bitcoin is a currency, and you weren't so sure about that, so I did do some digging.
And yeah, they did.
And yes, they did. Back in 2014, there's a lengthy piece that they put out about an administrative ruling on virtual currency payment systems, and they basically ruled that Bitcoin exchanges should be regulated as so-called money transmitters. So they believe, FinCEN believes that Bitcoin is money. So just to clarify, so it depends on which federal agency wants to come at you or, you know, wants, you know, to charge
you with
things.
Yeah,
and
most entities aren't allowed to do that, right? But, yeah, so it just...
Aren't allowed to have different opinions about something, you mean?
Yeah, conflicting opinions at least. So every agency regulates, you know, whatever their list of things to regulate is, and so they all want to regulate the most stuff, so they're going to say... Whatever it is or isn't.
That puts it in their jurisdiction.
Yeah. Although that was kind of stupid on the IRS's part. The IRS, that was like ego only. Why the IRS classified as an asset, unless they have some long game I'm not aware of, that was stupid on their part.
I don't understand why would it be stupid or not stupid for them to
because
do that?
Because it's easier to tax money than stuff. So if I trade you 10 Federal Reserve notes for a sandwich... Mm-hmm. That's taxable. You would have to pay taxes on $10. If I trade you a $10 book for a $10 sandwich...
Not taxable.
Not taxable.
I'm not sure...
It's reportable, but it's not taxable.
I used to... a radio station for whom I used to work down in Sarasota, Florida, had an account with an organization that was a barter exchange.
International Barter Exchange.
International Barter Exchange. And they...
Didn't they have a jingle?
I don't know, but they did come up with, at the end of the year, they had a tax form, and you had to fill it out regarding how much trade you used. So there's some effect that I can't really...
Okay, so if you have a gain, it's taxable.
Okay.
But if you're trading an equal amount, an equal value, so if I'm if I go and trade $3 worth of Bitcoin for a thing that is worth $3, there's no gain for anybody. Now, later on, you're going to have issues when you convert it to Federal Reserve
notes. If you sell it. Yeah.
But until you convert it to Federal Reserve notes...
Well, I think that maybe what the IRS was doing was...
And that's if you're a sucker and you tell them that you converted it.
And I know you don't believe this for a second.
Well, it depends on what is going on.
I know you guys don't believe this for a second, but maybe they were just speaking what was their sort of highest truth. Bitcoin is best described as a digital asset.
A tradable...
It is a tradable digital asset. It is, you know, by the government's definition of these things, it is a commodity that you can. I mean, commodities are traded all the time. They're not considered currency. People don't generally go into stores and trade pork bellies for sandwiches or whatever. Even though these things are ubiquitous and relatively easy to trade, I mean, it really mirrors a commodity more than it mirrors a currency today.
And, well, and I would believe about the IRS, and it might just be the case that they actually believe that it's an asset and they don't believe it's a currency, whether that's for either, whether or not that's for evil reasons and they just worship Federal Reserve notes or not, they might just believe, and that's their basis for believing that. The IRS tends to be really, really lawful evil. They will follow their own rules even if it screws them over. Now, their rules are heinous and, you know, more of them should have died when somebody ran a plane into
them. That's unusual for a bureaucracy. Normally they ignore their own rules.
It is, and I don't know why. Now, I mean, that's not to say that no agent has ever gone against the rules, but as an entity, they tend to be extremely lawful evil.
Lawful evil being a Dungeons and Dragons reference. Yeah.
It's a meme from the internet. But,
are there memes that aren't from the internet?
What is your what do you think your a meme would be defined as sort of a social idea? What do you think your alignment is, Ian?
I'm not familiar with all the different options.
Oh, I see. So you don't have to pick one now since you're not familiar, but I will tell you the
chaotic good.
Right. So
yeah, you're definitely chaotic.
Lawful, neutral, chaotic. Good, and neutral, evil. So possibly to be true neutral. There's 9 total.
Uh-huh.
So there's 3 and 3, and they cross over. So you can be lawful good, lawful neutral, lawful evil. You can be neutral good, neutral true neutral, what they call true neutral, and then neutral evil, and then chaotic good, chaotic.
What is a neutral? What does it mean to be neutral when it comes to being lawful versus chaotic? What is that?
I guess that you don't care whether or not good or bad happens. Lawful versus chaotic. So lawful means you stick by the rules. Chaotic means you don't care about the rules.
That's me, yeah.
I think chaotic might be that you go against the rules for the very purpose of going against the rules.
I've done that.
That's not what I've heard from anybody, either from memes or from D&D players.
Do you play D&D?
I played, not once, but like one session.
How about you, Mark? Do you play D&D?
I played quite a bit. So lawful means to be a paladin, which is, you know, a knight in shining armor, you must be lawful and good.
Huh, okay.
A paladin can't
be... Which you can't be, but those are mutually exclusive.
The laws were simpler.
I know,
it was a simpler time. so you can't be neutral good. You can't say, I'm really good, but
I don't really care
what politicians say or the king says.
But wait, I thought you said there was a neutral good.
There is, but you can't be a paladin and do it.
Oh, I see. Okay.
You can be an anti-paladin and be chaotic evil, which I think is a difficult thing to play generally. How do you find a law, disobey it, and be evil, do all of that? It seems a lot of work.
Okay, so a lawful evil cop would be a cop who sees you smoke weed and arrests you. A chaotic evil cop would be a cop who plants weed on you and arrests you.
I see.
So if you're following your own rules.
Gotcha. Okay. Thank you for explaining that. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Since we're talking about things that happened in the past, let's go back, because you guys probably haven't played D&D in recent years, right?
Bob plays it.
So. I'm going to go ahead and assign you an alignment, okay?
Okay, go.
I'm going to call you chaotic good.
Yeah, that's what she said.
Yeah, Ian is definitely chaotic.
Oh, yeah. I think Ian qualifies as chaotic.
I'll take that.
Which
that
is a really tough place to... have to be almost Ian to do this. Because it's a hobby to be chaotic good. You would have to be... good and busy disobeying laws all at the same time. That isn't the same
If you disobey some laws, then you would still qualify, right? Because the lawful people would follow them all.
I think you would have to be aware that, for these purposes, I think you would have to be aware that you're violating laws.
Yeah, you would have to be aware that you're violating laws. You can obey laws,
but
only for good reason.
What is that, like a D&D character type?
It's an alignment.
Alignment.
Or character alignment.
All right, that's good for my show notes. 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM, 855-450-3733.
I'm going to go ahead and claim neutral good.
855-450 free if you want to join us on the radio. Coming up, Blockbuster Video. I thought they went out of business, but apparently some of them are still around. We'll tell you about it coming up on Free Talk Live. And one of them is allegedly tweeting.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll free. Bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well, and the Skype username here is lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
Coming up, we'll talk about Blockbuster Video. Yeah, it's apparently in the news again, even though they went out of business years ago as a corporation. But some stores are still open, according to a recent article by the Washington Post. We'll share some of that with you, plus some tweets that, Mark, you found the last Blockbuster on Twitter, which I don't believe for a moment is an actual Blockbuster store, but it is a hilarious Twitter, and we'll share some of those with you coming up. You can dial in with us here if you want to talk about anachronisms like video stores. You can dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. And if you want to help build a better financial system for everyone, you should join Dash. Dash is digital cash. It's a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, private, and easy. Fees are low and transactions are fast and can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for pennies on the dollar. Dash is decentralized and run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. So join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org. And there's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now, so learn more at Dash.org. As we go to Mark, where did you come across this story about the Twitter, the last Blockbuster on Twitter?
Are you familiar with Imgur, imgur.com?
Yeah.
Lots
of memes up there.
I found it there, and, you know, I am an account holder, one of us. And, you know, I just started scrolling through, thought it was interesting, and there it was.
It's at Lone Blockbuster, at L-O-N-E, Lone Blockbuster on Twitter. And you want to share a couple, a few?
Sure, no problem.
Tweets?
I've got, we love your replies, but unfortunately, replies don't pay the rent. Just a reminder, VCR rentals will not fit through our quick drop box return slot, no matter how hard you kick them. Okay, thanks.
It sounds like somebody who probably did work at a video store at some point.
Yeah. We're watching Titanic, and the boobs part starts in like 15 minutes if you guys
come
want
on
to
by.
Get down here. Yeah. Here at Blockbuster, we have one motto. If the hot oil from our popcorn machine scalds you, you get 25% off of any candy purchase.
Story from the Washington Post. We'll check back in with the Twitter here in moments. But, yeah, this made me wonder, right? Like, is this really a Blockbuster store? It doesn't sound like it. It's too self-deprecating and funny to be a real company. But maybe it is. It claims it's in, like, an Oak Park shopping center, but it doesn't say where.
Yeah.
And if you look up Oak Park, the name of that shopping center, you just find stories about this Blockbuster account on Twitter. You don't find any kind of, like, identifying information that there actually is a store. This shopping center exists somewhere in Illinois, but there's no real evidence, that, at least that I could see on a quick search, that the thing actually exists. But
hey, people stealing our candy? Joke's on you. Most of that stuff's expired in 2008.
But it did make me wonder, is there still such a thing left? And apparently there is, according to the Washington Post, in an article from this year. Now, it seems like it was maybe 5 years ago now that Blockbuster went out of business, 4 or 5 years ago, because there was one in Keene, New Hampshire, where we're doing this show from. It was actually right around the corner, two corners away from the studio, basically. And at the same time, the entire chain shut down. They shut that one down, too. So I thought,
yeah,
it's
I had
over.
An account there, yeah.
I had heard that the Blockbuster logo and the name was, like a lot of things, that went go bankrupt, auctioned off to the highest bidder. And that some video website or something, I forget what it was, but some site bought this brand, and I don't know what they're doing with it. Maybe they're selling DVDs over the internet or something like that. I haven't looked at that aspect of it, which is why I was surprised when I heard that there are still stores around. So from the Washington Post.
Sometimes we get excited when cars pull into our lot, but it turns out it's just divorced parents passing along their children to each other.
For families across the United States, this is from Samantha Schmidt at the Washington Post, driving to the local Blockbuster Video was a Friday night ritual. You remember this growing up?
Oh, yeah. Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
The kids fought over which movies to rent. Parents had to pay off the late fees and all succumbed to the popcorn and candy buckets at the register. Blockbuster once operated 9,000 stores nationwide, bringing in $6 billion in annual revenue at its peak.
Oh, yeah.
In 1989,
monolith.
A new Blockbuster was opening every 17 hours.
But with that, I'd like to remind you, Netflix doesn't even have any stores.
That's true. But the image of the blue and yellow ticket stub logo now merely evokes nostalgia and memories of a time before Netflix, before online streaming, and before some laptops eliminated DVD players altogether. After a long decline, the video rental business declared bankruptcy, and its new parent company, Dish Network, began closing all of the remaining retail locations in 2013. So yeah, it was about 4 years ago when that happened. And, you know, I know Blockbuster did get into the Netflix competition business for a while. I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah, they were sending out videos.
And I thought, you know, this was a smart move on their part to try to kind of stay relevant. And
not smart enough,
I guess. Yeah, it wasn't enough to defeat Netflix, but it kind of... I actually was a member of it for a short time because they would actually let you return the movies to the Blockbuster. And you could actually get another movie from the Blockbuster if you wanted to. You didn't have to get it through the online. So it kind of had that convenience of you can actually look at the movies and just pick one off the shelf. But again, you know, it's hard to pay the rent when you got Netflix eating your lunch with no overhead costs whatsoever. Basically, they got warehouses that send out DVDs, and that's it. They don't have any storefronts. Anyway, so Blockbuster was dead. Netflix had won, or so Americans thought. Well, it turns out at least 10 known Blockbuster stores across the country have managed to stay afloat in the digital age. However, the largest cluster of Blockbuster stores aren't on the mainland, but in Alaska, where dark, long winters and expensive Wi-Fi have helped maintain a core group of loyal customers.
Interesting.
Alan Payne, Blockbuster licensee owner, said in an interview with the Washington Post, quote, "A lot of them are still quite busy. If you went in there on a Friday night, you'd be shocked at the number of people," unquote. Payne owns 8 of the last surviving Blockbuster stores in the country, including 7 in Alaska and 1 in Texas, employing about 80 people total. He purchased his first Blockbuster franchises in the year 2000, just years before the industry as a whole began to decline. At one point, his Austin-based company, Border Entertainment, owned 41 stores across the country.
So he sold a lot of them, too.
Yeah. After the 2008 recession hit and after Netflix began to emerge as a major threat, Payne and his team of managers said, "Okay, well, we're only going to do this as long as it makes sense." Business indeed took a tremendous hit, and sales have been on a continual decline. In 2013, 40,000 people were coming through Payne's stores, and that number has now dropped to about 10,000. Just this week, one of Payne's last two Blockbusters in Texas closed. He didn't think his stores would last past 2016, but through a managed downscaling, Payne has managed to keep them profiting without making any cuts to employee salaries and without any support from Blockbuster's owner, Dish Network. He simply pays a licensing fee to use the business name and logo. There's more coming up here in moments. We'll tell you more about the remaining Blockbuster videos. Amazing. It's Free Talk Live.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas, smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberry's Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply, and worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients? At 30dayfood.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At 30dayfood.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for a superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free, but that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. 30dayfood.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings along to you. Go to 30dayfood.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's 30dayfood.com at 800-700-2184.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. Our number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm. And we were talking about the anachronisms of the video store, which apparently there are 10 Blockbuster stores remaining in the United States. Alaska, Oregon, Texas, the majority of the stores, 6 of them are in Alaska, 3 of them are in Oregon, and 1 is left in Texas. We'll tell you more about them. You can also share your thoughts with us about whatever is on your mind. And, Mark, tell me about the Bullet Blocker.
Yeah, the Bullet Blocker is a line of jackets, briefcases, and backpacks that are not only stylish, made in America, but bulletproof, too. Go check them out at bulletblocker.com. It's a company that was created by a former Army Ranger and a firearms instructor with the goal of making backpacks for kids to protect them in case of school shootings, which is a laudable goal. But then it turns out everybody else wants these things, too. So you can get one for yourself. You've got to have a nice jacket. You might as well have one that stops bullets, too. I've got one of these, and it doesn't look like it's bulletproof. It's not that bulky, sort of stiff look. It's
like a fall vest that you'd see somebody wearing. Yeah.
Yeah, it's really great. You can get something for the whole family. This isn't the kind of thing you get a second shot at, people. Bulletblocker.com. If the lives in your family are priceless, protect them
at bulletblocker.com.
All right, toll-free number 855-450-FREE, like freedom. More about the remaining Blockbuster video stores here in moments. But let's go to Dave in Ohio. And, Mark, you've got some more tweets from the last Blockbuster.
Hilarious tweets.
On Twitter. Dave, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, speaking of Netflix, you guys do realize that it started, Blockbuster started Netflix. It started with, like, a couple envelopes on the door. Yeah, like when you...
Well, they started a service like Netflix. They didn't start Netflix.
But it started with an envelope when people couldn't show up after certain hours. You know, that's a true story.
You're saying that people would leave their videos in an envelope at the Blockbuster?
Yeah, that's how it started.
Okay, I've never heard of that. I know they have this.
You just slide it through the little.
Yeah, they have the slot where you just threw stuff through a slot. You didn't need to put it in an envelope.
Yeah, the difference was, you know, Netflix had the advantage to, you know, go online. You're not. I mean, to basically, you know, go on the internet and sell. Right? They went. They had a stock. They had everything. And look where they are today. Right?
Yeah, I think the biggest advantage they had is they didn't have to pay, you know, they didn't have to pay high school kids you know, mess up the alphabetical order thing. They didn't have to, you know, pay.
They didn't have to pay for retail space.
Yeah, the whole deal there.
Right. Look where they are today. Right.
Well, Netflix. They're doing amazing. They have 100 plus million subscribers in the U.S. or something like that?
Doing their own programming?
Or I don't know if it's global or if it's U.S., but there are a lot of you know, subscribers to Netflix.
So where did Blockbuster go wrong?
Well, I would say the problem was that they were running a 20th century business in the 21st century.
All right. DVDs, is there anything on DVDs, VHS, all that kind of stuff. But everything went global, you know, everything went like over the internet, and bam. Yeah,
I'd say you summed it up. Dave, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Yeah, DVDs still are fairly prolific today. There are still a lot of people who have them and use them.
We buy them at my house. Mm-hmm. We spend a certain amount of time, you know, vacationing on our boat, which doesn't... You know, we can't receive internet, or when we do receive
internet, not reliably.
Yeah, it's you know, through cell phone coverage, and they worry about your data and that kind of thing. So I can't stream movies there. But you bring the DVDs, you can watch them. You know, Jack's got a little player that's like a 9-inch screen or something like that. It's a little tiny thing, but you know, it's good enough if he wants to watch some video that he can watch it. Or you know, at night we can all sit around after with the mosquito netting up and.
I think we all know that. Old media like that, though, is on its way out. I mean, yeah, there's still some people who use DVDs. There's still, you can go to Walmart and buy them, you know, for $5 or $10 or whatever. Yep. There's a range of prices in
them.
They
still have the new ones delivered to Walmart.
They're still releasing new releases. Of course, Blu-ray is still a very small portion of, I suspect, the physical media market. But most people, I think, can see the writing on the walls here, is that digital delivery is more convenient, and I feel like, you know, I'm still an anachronism because I'm on the old, you know, disc version of Netflix, right? So there's the newer you subscribe and you get everything over the internet version of Netflix, and then there's the older version of Netflix where you still get the DVDs.
Why
or the
would
Blu-rays.
You do that?
See, every time somebody's, you know, every time this comes up, people just look at me as though, you know, they're bewildered as to
why do they even still have that?
For people like me, I guess. I don't know what percentage of their business it is, but they still have it. For me, I understand that Netflix is, like, they're really good at doing the streaming thing and everything, but I would rather watch a movie on a Blu-ray just because the quality, I think, is going to be better.
Well, don't they have, like, HD stuff?
Yeah, they've got HD
Amazon,
streaming. No, they do. They have HD streaming. That's what you're asking about. But the bit rate of the Blu-ray is going to be higher. You're going to get a higher video quality. For somebody like me, that I'm the kind of person who had a Laserdisc player in the 1990s, so I was always more interested in the better quality kind of movie presentation. And if you've got a disc, you're never going to have, unless the disc is scratched, you're never going to have a problem with buffering or, you know, dropouts because of the Wi-Fi connection.
You're always going to have that crisp look.
Correct.
For what you want.
Yeah, you never...
I think it's interesting your use of the writing on the wall. Many people talk about this as predicting the future.
Uh-huh.
And that's kind of how you used it, but in this case, it's absolutely correct. So the writing on the wall is a Old Testament story where a disembodied hand comes in front and writes, right in front of King Belshazzar.
Huh.
Meeni, meeni, tekel, and farsay. And it means you have been weighed and found wanting. And that's absolutely true
about physical
for Blockbuster
media
and the physical media, right? Like, you have been weighed and found wanting.
And I do feel like I am a bit of an anachronism because I'm part of the older Netflix. Like, I am not enough of a viewer of any sort of movie content to, you know, care that I need to have something immediately. So to me, it doesn't bother me to send a thing in the mail.
If I had to plan to watch TV, I would never watch TV, which I guess would be a good thing. And in a way, I was kind of disappointed.
I almost never do.
When they came out with like TV on the internet. Because I'm not going to be like, oh, I need to watch this and then plan my life. Like, I'm not going to do that. That is ridiculous. I don't know why people ever did that. I'm going to watch TV because I'm being lazy right now.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that I have a disc coming in 2 weeks doesn't really matter.
Well, it's not that. It doesn't take that long.
Or
I mean, the turn.
Whatever it is.
They have distribution centers all across the U.S., so it usually only takes like a day for your movie to get back. Like, there's one in Manchester. So you put your movie in the mail, and it's there in a day, and then they ship another one out. Usually you can get, you know, a couple movies a week. And then, of course, if you're a big watcher, you can order more at one time. But for the one-at-a-time plan that they have, I think I pay $10 a month.
That's still more than
you can buy
Netflix,
it for
right?
$10.
No, Netflix is like $10 a month, right?
Okay.
$8.99.
I don't know. I don't have Netflix. I have Amazon Prime, which to me, why wouldn't you pay less, get a great selection of movies and
but is it as big
products
of a selection?
I don't have any idea. But it's large enough that it's never been a problem for me.
It keeps you busy.
I can tell you that.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from.
You know, so I kind of wonder why.
I don't know. I'd have to go and actually look at my my Netflix email to tell you when the last movie was shipped to me because I'll just normally just sit on it until I remember the fact that I have it. And then I want to watch it. So they love customers like me where I pay per month and never use the service.
They want a customer like you to go away. I mean, good Lord, you're...
What? No, I'm paying them for nothing, basically.
Well, they still have to store the DVDs, which means they have to have an air-conditioned warehouse. They have to pay for shipping.
Sitting on one now for 8 months that I haven't watched.
Okay, so you paid $80 for this movie.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
Just buy movies. They're like $5 at Walmart.
That's what you should do.
855, 450, free. We'll get back into Blockbuster here because there's still 10 of them left in the United States. 855-450-3733. You can bring up anything you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash. A digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at dash.org.
When I get to about three quarters,
when I get down to the bottom,
a couple more scoops,
it's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex- ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You guys are starting to convince me that maybe I should deactivate the Netflix account.
You paid $80 for a movie.
I just kind of like the idea that I could use it if I wanted to.
Drive to Walmart and drop $5 and get a Blu-ray.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I think that this is,
But I don't want the DVDs, so I don't want to have to keep them.
First, I've got to say, you're thrifty. You spend very little money on yourself.
That's true. $10 a month isn't a big deal.
Right. For you, splurging is like, wow, I need to have, I put a filter on my water faucet, yeah. Right? Like, you're not a big splurger, and you don't, you're rather ascetic in the way that you live your life.
Yep, that's
so
true.
If you want to continue paying $10 a month
for nothing.
To have DVDs shipped to you, if you were to watch them, but you haven't watched one in 8 months,
of like 4 a year or something like that.
I must I'm going to go ahead and recommend that you spend your money differently, but I acknowledge that you are really good with your money. So anything
but Melanie's
you
right.
To,
I could totally
well, yeah,
like.
No, I'm not saying don't blow $10 a month, but it would just really bother me to know that I had dropped almost $100 on a movie and
that
then
you can't even keep.
Yeah, that I'm spending $10 a month on nothing. Like, that would bother me. So.
Yeah, and it looks like the one before that was about a month before that, so not really worth it. But anyway, back to the story here from Blockbuster, or about Blockbuster, the remaining 10. And if you actually go to Blockbuster.com, they really do have a link on the top right, find Blockbuster store locations, where it just gives you a list
of all the stores.
They don't have to, you don't have to have a finder or a thing where you click on the state or anything
state.
Like that. It's just a straight-up list of the 10 remaining Blockbusters. And apparently the way Dish has rebranded Blockbuster is that they're using the logo of Blockbuster on a purchase-on-demand option, I guess, on over Dish Network. So that's what it's being used for these days.
How is that useful? Hey, look at this company that's like basically dead. I'm just going to stick that on my
That's all
product.
It is. That's all it is. They bought the brand, and it's because
do something with it.
It's still recognizable by millions of Americans who grew up.
But it's recognizable as a dead company. Yeah. I think most people don't even realize they still exist.
So's the swastika, Ian.
That's why this, that's why this is an interesting story. It's about the owner of the, Mr. Payne is his name, P-A-Y-N-E, Alan Payne. He owns 8 of the last 10 surviving Blockbuster stores, and he just closed one in Texas recently. But he has managed to keep them profitable by doing what he calls managed downscaling. He says he has not yet had to make any cuts to employee salaries, although that doesn't say he hasn't cut the employees themselves. And without any support from Blockbuster's owner, Dish Network, he simply pays a licensing fee to use the business name and logo. And I wonder if that price has gone down over the years. Do you think that they still charge whatever they charged him in the year 2000 for the licensing fee, or are they cut him a break?
I imagine it's quite low.
He says, we just keep plodding along. The store's survival, says the story at the Washington Post, has depended on aggressive real estate deals with landlords willing to offer short-term leases and reduce rent. It has required running the business a lot differently than Blockbuster ever did, avoiding what Payne calls a contentious culture over late fees. Unlike the old Blockbuster, Payne's version never sends out invoices to customers for late fees. They are simply collected whenever they come into the store. But he's also refused to eliminate late fees entirely, like Blockbuster did, that a decision Payne calls the final nail in the coffin. Still, a great deal of the business's endurance has come from, and that's true, the whole we eliminated late fees thing really was like the last corporate, I remember that ad campaign at the time, and that was supposed to get more people in through the door. Hey, you're fiscally irresponsible and irresponsible with your time. Come on in. We want to sell you a DVD. Or rent you a DVD. Still, a great deal of the business's endurance has come from the core customer base in Alaska, primarily made up of older people. Alaska ranks high in disposable income among the states due to good-paying jobs, exceptionally low taxes, and payments from reinvested oil savings. Moreover, internet service is substantially more expensive than in most states, since most data packages are not unlimited, but rather charged by the gigabyte, as CBS News reported. So heavy Netflix streamers could end up paying hundreds of dollars per month, according to the Blockbuster store owner.
Why is there not unlimited internet?
Because Alaska, far away from stuff. Okay. I guess, is the idea. You know, they're so far out, it costs more to get the internet to Alaska, and so therefore they're saying here that you have to pay by the gigabyte for your internet service there. For this reason, he says a hefty 20% of sales in his stores come from rentals of TV shows from binge watchers. Alaska's cold, long, dark winters also lend themselves to plenty of in-home entertainment. The most profitable Blockbuster store is in bitterly cold Fairbanks, where the temperatures can reach 50 below zero. Most of Payne's managers have remained in their roles for at least a decade, riding out the wave of closures and declining sales. He says if any of them were to leave now, it would be impossible for me to go out and hire a new management team. Because who the hell would want to get a job? Right. Who would want to go and apply for a job at a Blockbuster video store?
Want to hire anybody who is currently applying at Blockbuster?
Yeah, it's not going to be a career. How long is it going to last is really the only question. He says they love the business and they want to see it to the end. What has kept his managers around for so long is what has kept Blockbuster alive, the interaction with customers. Quote, there's not a whole lot of retail businesses that people go to because they truly want to. When you went on a Friday or Saturday night just to rent the movie or to rent a movie, that was just fun, he said. In fact, more than half of Blockbuster's revenue is generated during the six-hour period on Friday nights. Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing.
Payne said that most of our people remember those days, and it's still fun to be there on a weekend. But it's probably drudgery being there any other time. When asked why people keep coming to the store, Kevin Damuth, the manager of the Blockbuster outlet in Anchorage, said, quote, easy customer service. Everyone likes to feel like they're special and that they can talk to someone face-to-face if they have a question, he said. He's known some of his regular customers for more than 20 years, and despite its challenges, he's stuck around because he still believes in Blockbuster. He calls it our little...
What questions could you possibly have about a movie? I mean, like...
maybe you want to talk about the movie itself? Like, what happens in the movie?
That defeats the purpose of watching the movie.
I don't know.
You haven't got 2 hours? Get out of here.
He calls Blockbuster our little company in the last frontier. Quote, when you go into the store, walk down the aisle, you're going to see all kinds of things you never thought of. There's something about finding a diamond in the rough on a shelf that's simply more gratifying than scrolling on a computer screen. I agree with that. That was, you know, the reason why I liked their little, you know, rent it here, turn it in there program where they would send you, Blockbuster had a sort of dual action thing where you could go into the store and you could get, you know, a monthly certain number of DVDs and then either take them back or ship them in the mail. When you're standing there and looking with your eyes at shelves, it's a different experience.
But it's not, I agree with that for physical products. But
That's what we're talking about.
And I understand that, like, yes, a DVD is made out of molecules, but a movie isn't really a physical product. Like, it's...
But are you saying it's the same experience?
It's only useful as data.
But it's not the same experience scrolling through a list on a website as it is to, you know, walk around and look at things in real life.
I guess I can't really judge that because the only time I went to Blockbuster, it was because I needed to rent a movie for my undergrad history
class. So you needed something specific?
I had, like, a list that we could watch and write a paper off of. One of the movies on the list he gave us.
Now, are you in your late 20s or early 30s?
I'm 30.
Okay. So you never went to the movie store before law school?
When you were, like, undergrad.
With your parents? Or whatever? Undergrad?
I remember going a couple times, like, as a young kid, but...
There's just something special, in my opinion, about taking something off the shelf and putting it back.
I see how you might find a movie that you would not otherwise watch.
Yeah. Or that you didn't remember was that. Maybe you'd heard about it months ago when it was out in the theaters, but, you know, you didn't write it down in your schedule book, oh, this is the date when it's going to come out, but then you're there in the store.
Could, like, say in front of your phone that you want to watch it, and later on it'll be your Netflix suggestion.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of...
That might work better for us. Does that work for people out there? I don't know.
The cover art might lead you to watch a movie you shouldn't have watched.
But you could argue that the cover art would do the same thing, because they show you covers on Netflix. But I just feel like you can take in... It's just a different experience when they're there in front of you.
I don't browse movies that way. You know, basically, I come to movies through recommendations, or it's coming out and I've, you know, seen enough trailers for it or whatever. It's gotten into my world and I'm interested in it.
There's a little bit more here. Not much. But you can share your thoughts. 855-450. Free like freedom. The few remaining Blockbuster stores in existence. What about your area? Have the local video stores shut down? We lost the big one here in Keene, New Hampshire. After Blockbuster closed, it was like 2 years ago that the big local store also closed. More coming up. Free Talk Live. Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. For an investment of as low as $129, you can have a lifetime mining contract and support the Bitcoin network. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. It's the most profitable pool for miners, paying 120% of the block reward. That's pool.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines.
Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at galaxyquestbooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. Galaxyquestbooks.com, where the adventure begins.